Support for The Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Helen Jones Foundation, from the Community Foundation of West Texas, from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech University's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's J.T. and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vastly different. The Lubbock Chorale is presenting a concert this weekend here in the Hub City, and its music is all about Venice. I hope you can make plans to stay tuned for today's show. We have all the details. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're visiting with Dr. John Hollins, who is the artistic director of the Lubbock Chorale. In addition to his duties as one of the associate director of choral activities at Texas Tech University School of Music. Dr. Hollins, welcome. Thanks for taking time to talk to us today.
Well, thank you so much, Clinton. As always, it's a delight and an honor to visit with you and to share with your audience.
So you are the artistic director of the Lubbock Chorale, yes. Which is, tell us about this entity as opposed to your duties at the School of Music.
Oh, yes, the Lubbock Chorale, while integrally related to the School of Music, in fact, this year was the 42nd scholarship concert. It's the 42nd season of the chorale. There's no accident there. But it did come out of a group of folks, some of whom were associated with the university in 1976. But the chorale, nonetheless, is an independent arts organization, as well as a registered class at Tech. So as I always say in our visits, the chorale is town and gown, as we like to say. But it is, without question, an independent arts organization. And we are thrilled to be a part of that landscape in the South Plains and in Lubbock. What a thriving, blossoming landscape, and exciting with the Buddy Holly Center on the horizon, and great things happening. And if I start naming organizations, I'll get into trouble. But all of our sister organizations for stage, music, theater and the arts, we are so blessed and fortunate to be counted among those and a part of that scene. It's our 42nd season for the Lubbock Chorale, and we do 4 concerts a season every year.
Right. Well, number 4 for this year is on the way. It's coming up this weekend. Tell us about it.
It's our season ender, and it is entitled The Glory of Venice. And Venice being a particular focus because it was an exciting place at an exciting time in music history, exciting and dark and tragic and world, you know, and other respects. Right. But
when you say to a musician, yes, we're going to do a concert of Venetian music, that immediately something comes to mind. What is that?
That's good. I hope that it immediately evokes the very late Renaissance and the birth of the Baroque period. This is when Venice really made an imprint on the world, on the musical world particularly. And we think of composers such as the Gabrielis, Andrea Gabrieli, Giovanni Gabrieli, and Claudio Monteverdi. And indeed, this concert will feature those three composers. This is uncle and nephew, Andrea, right, Giovanni Gabrieli and Claudio Monteverdi, as well as one I call an exporter or exponent of the style is Heinrich Schütz. He's the German, one of the major German composers. There were many who studied in Italy, in Venice, with the Gabrielis. In fact, Schütz has Giovanni's ring on his finger in a portrait that was given to him on Gabrieli's deathbed. So there was a special relationship there. So this concert is called The Glory of Venice, and will feature works of the two Gabrielis, Monteverdi, and Schütz. Four composers.
Four composers. And this, the whole Venetian thing centers really around one venue, yes. The center of it all in yes. Venice. So tell us about that and tell us why it's important.
Absolutely. Well, when you have these splendid eras, it usually is a recipe and a confluence. And in this recipe, as always, you are absolutely right, spot on, in that St. Mark's Cathedral, or San Marcos, or Basilica, if you will, it isn't all that grandiose in size, but it is absolutely full of grandeur and design and architecture and detail and in its configuration. So St. Mark's Cathedral in Venice, it became a center. And we can go all the way back to Renaissance composers such as Adrian Villeret or Villeret, who started playing with the idea of space. And I make fun of my Southern heritage by saying we're going to do some spatial music, and I have to spell it, S-P-A-T-I-A-L. But they began exploring space and music and time. And the architecture of St. Mark's, with its perfectly symmetrical cross, mm-hmm. Allowed for consorts and groups of instruments to be placed together with each other at different places in the basilica. Sometimes it was a group of instruments. Sometimes it was a group of voices. Sometimes it was both. We have here the origins of, arguably, of what we, of our modern day perception of concerted music, of concerted forces. The word concert is coming out of this tradition in which these consorts of voices and instruments began to be explored in creative ways, blocks of sound. So at the Baroque, I'd say you have two exciting things going at the birth. One is opera, the birth of opera, and the other is the birth of this kind of concerted music and the playing with space and forces. Right. For those reasons, then at the concert, other than the picture of St. Mark's on our cover, inside of Himley Hall, we'll be treated to trumpets, for instance, at the four corners of the room, both in the organ gallery and in the rear of the hall. We'll make use of the middle landing for instruments as well. Mm-hmm. Our voices are going to stay relatively close, but we'll divide on the stage.
Right.
Sometimes into two choirs. This tradition in Venice is very often called polychoral,
right,
because of multiple choirs, or cori spezzati,
spezzati
in
right.
Italian.
Right. So antiphonal music.
Antiphonal right. music. Yeah. It's right. side to side, front right. to back, and left and right, and it's just brilliant, brilliant fun. There are 10 pieces only. The concert is about an hour. From Monteverdi, we'll sing some of the Vespers of 1610. Mm-hmm. Then we'll sing the Gloria from one of his concert masses that was composed, by the way, to celebrate the end of the plague in Venice. So later, in a couple decades later, in 1620, 30. And then we'll have his Beatus Vir, another motet. And the rest of will be shared between Schütz and the two Gabrielis. We'll have a brass octet, four trumpets, four trombones. We have two violins and a continuo group, so that is both a portative organ and a cello. And then, of course, we have to use the grand Holtkamp, Ballinger Holtkamp,
right.
Noack pipe organ. It's got three names now. The big instrument in Himley will also be enjoyed. David Warren is our organist for the evening and also assistant conductor. So we have two organs, two brass quartets, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Just like St. Mark's.
It's wonderful. It's just colorful. Great. Colorful. The music is all sacred in nature, coming from the cathedral, but it is of a rejoicing nature mostly throughout. It's beautiful.
Right. Tell us time, date, places, how to get tickets.
Absolutely. So it's the Lubbock Chorale's season-ending concert, The Glory of Venice, Saturday, May 12th. This is coming Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in Himley Recital Hall in the Texas Tech University School of Music. Tickets are available through any select-a-seat outlet, including phone number 770-2000, the website, and local outlets.
Wonderful. Dr. Hollins, what a great concert. It sounds like it's coming up.
Thank
Thrilling,
you.
In fact.
Thank and, you. The chorale sounds great, too, and I'm proud and very grateful of all of the energy and effort of our singers, particularly our community singers, that has gone into this. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Today's episode of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.